Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Hey, this is a massive game. The Suns are taking on the Lions. And the great news for the Suns is that Ethan Reed is an unbelievably talented young man, has recommitted to the Suns until the end of 2028. We just wanted to get him on and say congratulations and have a chat with him for the first time. G'day, Eth.
Thanks, Gary and Tim, for having me.
What a great news for you, great news for the club all round. So committed till the end of 2028. Was there ever any doubt?
Yeah, not really much doubt. I think I just wanted to stay home, and I love the club, and I love my being around my mates, and so, yeah, it was a pretty easy decision.
Is it everything you thought it would be, being a professional AFL footballer?
Yeah, it's probably more than I thought it would be. Yeah, it's a pretty good life, so, yeah, I'm living my dream.
What are you loving about it at the moment, Ethan?
I think just playing high-level footy, training. I love training, playing footy, but then, because I'm on the Gold Coast, I just love staying home and going to the beach every day and the days off, so, yeah.
What a life. What a life. Did you think that you'd be able to step up and play AFL football as early as you have?
Probably not. Probably limited myself to that. So, yeah, it was good to get a game early, and thanks to the coaches and stuff for helping me out.
You got a few mates with you. You've all come from Palm Beach, Currumbin. It must be nice to be able to walk into a new environment and have some familiar faces around you.
Yeah, no, it's pretty easy. Yeah, we drive up together, so get to spend a bit of time with them. So, and then every day I'm with them, so yeah, never gets old.
Who's the leader of this little rat pack that you got going up there at the Gold Coast?
I don't know. I'd say myself, I reckon. I'm the leader.
That's all right. Take control.
Yes.
And what about, have you gone out and maybe with your first paycheck celebrated with something special, maybe a new car or something?
I'm actually in the market for a new car, so yeah, I'll probably spend a bit of money soon, so yeah, but just saving right now.
What advice have you got for Ethan, Tim, given that you debuted at age 14? Don't waste your first paycheck.
Nah, don't waste your first paycheck. Look to buy real estate before you buy a car, Ethan.
Yeah, I'll say.
He's probably got three units up there.
I think some of your teammates are heavily into the real estate up in that part of the world, aren't they?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Expensive up here, so I don't know how I'm going to be able to afford a house, but yeah, I think there's a few boys into it. A few boys live around me and Burley, so yeah.
Gary and I are gnarly surfers. Do you get out there in the surf as well?
Yeah.
I used to, but like I grew a lot and just grew out of so many boards, so I just stopped buying them. Too expensive.
So you're 203, or have you grown since I've last had a look?
I think I'm like 201, 202.
202, and you're running sub 6 minutes for 2K, is that right?
My last one wasn't that. It was like 6:15, so dropped a little bit.
Is there anyone ahead of you in the endurance runs?
Yeah, there's a few. Probably like the whole group, I reckon. Like you got Noz, Oscar Forkett, he's a good runner. Like all the other boys. Yeah, they're pretty good.
And they tell us Matty Rowe's not very competitive. Is that right?
He's very competitive. Would hate to go head-to-head with him in a contest. So, yeah, try and stay away from him. That's how competitive he is.
And to give us an insight into some of these your mates from Palm Beach, Currumbin, what's Jed Walter like? Because we're down here in Melbourne. We're watching you boys play and we love it, but we don't really know you. Well, give us a little insight into Jed.
Yeah, Jed's obviously a very good person, very caring and very hardworking. So, yeah, he just gets it done every day. Yeah, he's funny too, so Yep. If you ever meet him, have a good laugh with him.
What about the Brisbane Lions? You have great. Do you feel the rivalry that's building there between the two teams?
Yeah, obviously it's a good rivalry. The Q Clash has been around for a while now, so well, I've had a few of them in the academy, but luck with me, Jed, Jake, and Will. So yeah, we won a few of them. So hopefully win this one again this weekend, and it'll be a good win.
You haven't seen Big John Brown walking around the streets, have you, Burley?
Not lately, but I've seen him a few times.
Has he come down to the club to introduce himself as the godfather of the big key position players?
Yeah, I think he's come down a few times, spoken to him. So, yeah, he's a very good bloke.
Hey, good on you, mate. We just wanted to say congratulations because we are fans. There's no question about that. And we're looking forward to the Lions and the Gold Coast going out on the weekend. And you're going to be there for a long time. And I think the Suns supporters are really happy. So thanks for coming on this morning.
No, thanks, boys. Appreciate your time.
Good on you, Ethan.
Well. Ethan Reid, 203-centimetre wisp, 6 minute 15, 2K.
He's not going anywhere, Gaz. He's a Goldie boy.
Yes.
He's a Goldie boy.
He is.
Mate, he's a Goldie boy.
He is, mate.
Right down to his bootstraps, he is.
Righto. So, apologise for jamming a few of these ad breaks together, but we got to get Jared in.
I'm not doing it again, are you hearing me?
We want to get Jared.
I'm just on a roll.
We want to get Jared in. Well, he's.
I can't get any momentum.
Requested
up today.
That Jared Look, in a little
I'm gonna
bit.
I'm going to have a break now. I won't be back after the break because. I've got to save my voice. I've got the Raylene Boyle Centre thing to do after the show.
And just because you didn't get it back. You didn't get a game in this state game, you're going to walk out, are you?
I was finished.
I remember selection. I said, put the wisp on the half-forward flank.
I was injured in 1994.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's one of my great disappointments, actually.
Oh, shut up, Coxie.
I missed out on state games. I don't think the state selectors had a very high regard for me as a player.
That's
what I know that because... Sheets obviously spoke.
Shut, Coxie.
That's why he's walking.
He's really candid about what they thought.
Coxie.
That's why he's walking out. That's why his face got all screwed up when I mentioned it.
Matt Thingamajig, they're going to call him this weekend.